Genesis Reverend.
Drivers in front of Florida's old historic Capitol building are honking their horns to show support for the people holding signs with slogans like "For My Son, Equal Rights" and "Love is Love is Love." Susan Gage, with the Tallahassee chapter of Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, took the microphone in front of the crowd.
Are we ready to recognize that the struggle for equal rights, from Seneca Falls to Selma to Stonewall, is a struggle borne by everyone? Yes. That the continued oppression of people is an oppression of all people?
Yes.
Are we ready to end discrimination in this country?
The Tallahassee rally is happening at the same time as others in every other state and Washington, D.C. This Tuesday and Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court will consider the constitutionality of California's Proposition 8, which bans same-sex marriage, and also the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, which denies marital benefits to legally married gay couples.
So I guess if gay people are changing the definition of marriage, we're changing it to finally be about the love shared between two people who want to spend their lives together and have the full legal and federal rights accorded to all citizens. What a novel concept.
2008 was the year California passed Proposition 8, and Florida voters also passed a constitutional amendment prohibiting any same-sex union that resembles marriage. Every year since then, State Senator Eleanor Sobel, a Democrat from Hollywood, has introduced a bill that would allow domestic partnerships. This year is the first time the bill has been heard in committee. It would grant a handful of rights to any couple registering as domestic partners. Phoebe McFarland with the Episcopal Church of the United States supports the bill.
It's a step in the right direction, but it does not go far enough. It means that the same-sex couples get, what, 8, 10 things, not thousands of rights. So I am hoping and fighting for marriage.
McFarland was among the sign waivers in front of the Capitol on Monday. The rally also attracted at least one gay marriage opponent, a man who quoted the Bible and urged the supporters to stop sinning. Heidi Hare of Tallahassee held a sign that said, "Taking civil rights is un-American." She had this to say to the protester.
I love you. Why can't you love people back?
Opponents of gay marriage have argued it would negatively affect children raised by same-sex couples.
I think my two moms have done a pretty great job raising four children, but I will be sure to let you know if their lessons on unconditional love and acceptance ever affects me negatively.
That's Leon High School student Emily Shireman speaking at the rally. She's president of her school's Gay Straight Alliance.
Even if gay marriage was legal in Florida, DOMA denies federal protections to our families, such as Social Security, health insurance, and retirement savings. They are denying us rights as if we are second-class citizens.
National support for gay marriage is at an all-time high at 58%. That's according to a recent national poll by The Washington Post and ABC News. The Supreme Court is not expected to issue rulings in the two cases until late June. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.